Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go, Real Ass Podcast. We're back. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Not currently under fire for grooming young girls. Thank God. Whew. Another day. Another day down.
What? If you want to brush their hair and help them learn to do makeup.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Another day down.
Making them pretty.
Look, we got a big show today. Zach D'Amico, international superstar, as always, with me. How are you, Zach?
Feeling good, baby. I like the new structure. I like being over here.
I do, too.
I feel like we're talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And as always, we have an incredible guest. Usually two guests. We're trying to be corona-friendly right now and just have as little germs coming in the studio as possible. So we are limiting this show to just one guest for the time being. But as always, we have a fucking banger, and we have one of our very good friends. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fucking legend, living legend himself.
Barely living.
Gino Bisconti.
Hey, buddy. How do I look? I'm wearing glasses now. This is me now.
You look great, dude.
Dude, feeling good. Feeling good about everything, buddy.
You look great. I feel good.
Haven't drank in 101
days. 101
days. Since the lockdown started.
Congratulations, Gino.
Yeah.
Do you want to start now that the lockdown's over? We're in phase one.
I'm going to start once
now.
Well, no, not now, but when, I've said this, it's easy for me not to drink because you know our show. People come in at 9 a.m. and bring me whiskey.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what time you have to get up to get to Midtown at 9 a.m. with Jameson. But I'm not going to turn
his name is James.
James. I'm not going to turn those people away. And then I'm going to take them across the street for a beverage. But I can't do that because that's closed.
Of
so
course.
Once the world opens up, I'll start drinking again. But I don't miss it.
Did you not have a drink at the show we did in Connecticut?
No. Ask anyone.
Yeah, but that was fun. That was one of the first times going out. I left the city, went to have lunch in Connecticut. Then I met you guys upstate. That was one of my first experiences being back out and about, and it was fucking great. And I've been essentially going out of town every weekend. I've been just literally leaving town and just enjoying real normal life.
And we were talking about it before we started. It's like, because I'm sure you're the same way. You do a podcast, you know, three, four days a week. I do one every morning. And I'm like, well, I'm still working the muscle. And at night I write for radio. So I'm like, I'm still working the muscle. But we're not. Because we both get up there and you feel fine. And then you're like, you go to look for your jokes in your brain and they're not.
Yeah.
They're not there.
3 months of not saying those words.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It is crazy, and I didn't think it would be that way. At the very least, I thought all the old jokes that I had, but it was a fucking whole to-do to just remember the ins and outs of jokes. So we got to all get back to work. I actually have gigs coming up. Let's get the plugs out of the way real quick because we do have an incredible show to plan. So, Gino, what do you got to plug real quick?
Just keep watching me in hot water. Fans are great. CompoundMedia.com. Uncle Gino is amazing as he is. But GinoBisconti.com. Everything's there.
Very nice. Zach D'Amico.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies and Catalyst Wrestling on here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And I do have my first live appearance coming up that I've booked. August, Pennsylvania, look out. 2 full days of trauma movies at the Mahoning Drive-Thru. And I am going to be, I think, hosting a 2 full-day marathon. You can sleep at the drive-thru. It's going to be a wild 2-day party of people getting fucked up in their cars.
Woohoo!
Fuck yeah, dude. August 25th, one night only, myself, Kurt Metzger, the This Should End Well tour coming to Phoenix, Arizona. Stand up live. It's going to be one show so far. If we sell it out, we might be adding a podcast. I think we're going to have a special guest there as well. Come the fuck out, Arizona. Drive. If you got to drive a few hours, please. I'm flying across the country for a one nighter, okay? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The first time.
Yeah, we're going to be.
Why don't you do when me and Berg do the live show, and we love doing it. It's as long as you're flying out there, we always do 2 shows. We do the In Hot Water live first, and then a live comedy show second.
Yeah.
And it's like you could buy one ticket for either one, or you could. You know,
we're thinking about it. If we sell enough tickets for it, we'll do it. I think the venue wants to be sold out on the show first before they add another show for their staff. Regardless, either way, come the fuck out if you guys are in that area. I'm going out to Cali as well a few days after that, so I might be getting on some pods. I'm hitting up my pod friends out there. Yeah, guys, support the network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. It's the fucking, you know what's going on, guys.
What opens up first, LA or New York?
Let me finish my plugs. Oh, Jesus Christ, Gino. Fucking gasdigitalnetwork.com. We are home to 22 of the greatest podcasts in the world. Uncensored, ad-free content, and over 9,000 hours on demand at your fingertips. We're giving away a free trial, 14 days. If you use the promo code RAP, you get the entire on-demand library for all my shows, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Real Ass Podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Plus, you get a pre-release on all episodes. The live chat is great. Shannon, do me a favor. Live chat. Pull some comments today. Pull some fucking questions, whatever it is. At one point, Shannon, I'm going to go live chat. And then I'm going to go, you got to go quick fire live chat, okay? And you got to live chat me with something, okay? Interactive. You can do that. Use that promo code RAP. Become a Gas Digital Network subscriber. It really is the fucking funniest $8 a month you could spend anywhere in the world. iTunes, Google Play, subscribe everywhere. Go to my YouTube channel. It's my personal YouTube channel, Louis J. Gomez Comedy. All the latest episodes are up there. Plus, I'm putting up a bunch more stuff, guys. We are really opening that side of the business up. And, yeah, get the t-shirts. Zach Amico's new t-shirt is available on podcastmerch.com. The Amico 666 gay shirt, which is fucking great. Yeah, we're going to be doing some more limited edition stuff as well coming up. So keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes peeled. And all right, that's it. That's enough for plug, Shannon. So, look, you know, the biggest story of the day right now is this Chris D'Elia story. And if you guys have not heard, if you've not been on Twitter since last night, essentially Chris D'Elia has been they're attempting to cancel him. It's been about 12 hours so far. We are in the midst of Chris D'Elia being canceled for, and I want to get this right, grooming underage girls, correct? Is that the sort of,
that I believe is the accusation.
Has there been any penetration of these underage girls?
Not that anyone's come out with.
Okay. All right.
Just messages.
I mean, look, messages, you know, we'll find the angle here, obviously, but there's some stuff to unpack here. But I think, to be honest with you, if we're going to fucking, you know, if we're going to talk about this and we're going to get to the bottom of it, I think we should conclusively figure out whether or not Chris D'Elia is guilty of these crimes. Maybe we should put on our little super sleuth hats and become rape dicks.
Rape dicks. All I know is ball and good. Rape.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to get to the bottom of this as the rape dicks. We will figure out whether or not Chris D'Elia, once and for all, and I got to be honest with you, you should take this show and use it as the way you feel. The way that we feel should be the way that you feel at the end of watching this show.
Because we represent you guys. We're going to look at this from every angle possible.
Of course.
And we're going to make a decisive conclusion.
And I'm not one of these cancel culture guys, right? I'm looking at it from an angle like, how do we save this guy's life?
He didn't do anything wrong.
I'm part of counterculture.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
This is not bad, Zach. Shannon, I need you to chime in here as well, because I know you are a little bit of a gossip queen, a little bit of a happy hen, as they say. What?
No one's ever said happy hen.
She's a happy hen.
No one's ever said that.
She's a little bit of a happy hen.
No one says that. Who's they?
Happy Hen was the first black woman to win an Academy Award.
No, that was Tinfoil Hattie McDaniel. Shannon, she was on our show today.
Shannon, what do we know about this? Break this down a little bit.
Okay, so yesterday there was somebody. Hold on, I'm sorry.
I love Shannon's annoyed at Harrington. This just happened. I couldn't hear because
you
turned the
microphone. You ruined my
day. I brought him in.
Yeah, I've been doing fine, just sitting in here by myself, doing my job, and now I have someone to yell at.
Well, yeah, I said we need a second chair here. I was like, Harrington lives a few blocks away. Let's get Harrington over here. He can do a little research for us. He can get us articles. He can send me links.
Hey, Harrington.
See, and then you're yelling at him already.
Because he has this show playing on the Gas Digital site to where I can hear it on this side and the mic can pick it up.
Here's the thing. This is what you see this happen. This is like when like the love is gone out of a relationship, like an old couple that have been married for 50 years.
Yeah.
Like,
or they had a baby that year. Yeah. Whatever.
What? They there's the intense bickering, and like, I mean, you hate him, Shannon. It's very obvious, like, because that's not a big deal, you know.
But the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. So for the opposite of hate is love. So there's obviously some emotion there.
Taking Dante's class?
That's just a fact. No, Dante would be like, Dante would be like, you got to hit the bitch, and then she won't fucking,
man,
you know.
You got to hit that bitch with a sandwich.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, with Gino's a sandwich.
Gino's in man school? What the fuck's going on with you?
Dante would never say that.
Yo, so you got to hide that bitch's food stamps.
Yeah.
Then she'll know who's boss.
Okay. So yesterday,
a chick
named Simone, she posted something on Twitter saying she can't believe Netflix cast Chris D'Elia as the pedophile.
Can we see? Can you pull it up while you read it?
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
So this is, I'm gonna make it bigger. This is the first tweet that she posted. I still can't believe Netflix cast Chris D'Elia as the pedophile in the season of You. Like the literal irony, because that's his character in You.
He's a pedophile.
Okay, yeah, he's a predator. Yeah, predator. He drugs girls and then takes pictures of them naked.
Nice.
So she goes on to say that when she was 16 in 2014, that she posted
fucking
DMs,
old bitch. Yuck.
Gross,
yuck. Of him trying to get with her, and then many other women started posting, varying between the ages of 16 and 21, of him sliding into their DMs asking for nudes. And stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So has there been anybody under the age of 16?
Not that I've seen.
Because I've been calling for a drop of the age of consent for a very long time nationwide. This is a federal thing here. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's it. So he's been, when they say grooming also, it implies something else, right?
Patience. It implies patience.
He didn't have any patience.
He did if he's not fucking them till they're of age.
If you're asking for nudes, I could see where that's.
I don't think that's grooming. I think grooming is, you know, talking to a girl when she's underage and mm-hmm. becoming her friend, getting her to trust you during that time. And then.
Yeah, what's going to happen in the fourth season of Stranger Things?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Drake's next, by the way. If they're going to fucking come down. But I think black people don't really give a shit about this.
Yeah.
Because black and brown people, they kind of fuck, you know, 15, 16-year-old girls in the hood. They just fuck the older guys in the hood. So it's just in those communities, and I maybe even just poorer communities. To be honest with you, I think in most communities, 16-year-old girls are fucking older guys. You know,
yeah.
How old was he when he was doing this?
Well, the 2014 one, so 6 years ago. Let me see how old he is today.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Like, I guess there is an argument that he's utilizing his quote unquote power as a celebrity. And taking advantage of somebody who, if they're under the age of consent, in my opinion, that's the line. And that's the line for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And that's sort of the line that I would draw to place any fucking judgment on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's a little bit of a weirdo. We all like young chicks. Let's get real. We have a fucking Cash Me Outside segment on this show that we do every month.
You know, I'm sure he loved hanging out with Justin Bieber because of the great music and camaraderie.
Yeah, it's like, but here's the thing. You have to, there's a moral code. It's like, yeah, there's probably a 16-year-old girl that looks like she's 22 and she's fucking smoking hot, but you hear she's 16 and you go, hey, it's just not worth it. You're literally breaking the law. You are, I mean, being a fucking famous comedian, here's why I think he has a sickness, okay? And this is.
Really?
I'm going to tell you why. Because he has so much to lose. And he still just couldn't keep it over 18.
But if in your mind, like
if he's soliciting, I'm saying if
but he didn't
true
fuck
that
anyone yeah, under 18,
you're
right?
Soliciting 16-year-old girls for nudes. You know, I got to be honest with you. Yeah, it's not. I think that is a crime. And to be honest with you, I think if he has been soliciting, if he has been soliciting 16-year-old girls for nudes,
if he has, okay,
he's probably fucked a couple 16-year-old girls. I'm putting my rape dick hat on right now.
Right.
I don't know. We're examining the evidence right now. I could be wrong about all these things. I think that, however, I'm not also saying like, oh my God, he's the devil. It's to call him a pedophile because he likes,
No, we found out it's hebephile, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a hebephile.
What's a hebephile?
That liking teenage women.
Teenage women.
That's actually a word?
Yeah, he's a guy, a straight dude.
He's a dude.
Do you understand? That's what's wrong. Everyone's coming up with names for just normal things.
Yeah.
You know, if you like fucking teenage girls, you're a dude. Yeah. You're a fucking dude.
If we're not supposed to want to fuck teenage girls, why do sex shops have Catholic schoolgirl outfits?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does Zach buy them?
Yeah. Why does he wear them? That's what's freaking me out.
You know, the other side of it is this, right? So in the United States, it's state by state age of consent. And there are states like Jersey where the age of consent is 16 years old. So there's these sort of silly imaginary lines where, like, the girls in Jersey are of the mental state, but the girls in Arizona are not. But the line, once again, is still drawn. You have to sort of consider that. My problem is you get girls that are over the age of 18 that are fucking going like, yeah, I mean, pull up some of the girls that are like 21. She's like, I met Chris D'Elia after a show and he said he wanted to fuck me. And then when I said I didn't want to fuck him, he was very rude and stopped answering my texts. I'm 21 years old. My name's Delilah.
Yeah.
What?
Did you say Delilah because it sounds like D'Elia?
Yes.
And you really didn't put a lot of thought into it?
I'm not good at improv.
No, I like it. I like it.
This is a story thread. When I was 21 and I was an aspiring comedian, huge Chris D'Elia fan, one day Chris tweeted about being in Toronto filming something. So I jokingly responded asking if he wanted to hang out. Jokingly, liar. You're not joking. You reach out to him.
Yeah.
That is bad shit. He DM'd me to hang out almost immediately and I freaked out. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I read this story. He goes on, he's a dick to her. I guess he asked her to meet him at a bar, and then he changed it to his hotel bar.
Ooh, smart move.
Solid work.
Yeah.
Fucking smart.
Right.
What do you want me to say?
Actually, it turns out there's a bar underneath my bed.
Yeah. Huh. There's a bar called you said the bar was called the Alley. No, I said it's an alley where no one can hear you scream. But come on.
So then he gets there and he texts her. He's like, oh, why don't we just have a drink in my room? And then she's like, no. Is this the same girl? So a different girl. This is another story that I just don't buy this story. She's like, so he said, meet me at the hotel bar. And then when I got there, he said, oh, meet my hotel room. And I said, no. And I just continued to I just drank because I was feeling bad for myself. And then she goes, so then after a little while, I got some courage and I texted him, what's your hotel room?
Yeah.
And then I just charged my entire bill to his hotel room and left. And I was like, that didn't happen, you lying bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It never happened. It's just a creative story. I know what you're doing.
And they
there's no way
her.
You could be like, yes, that is the room I stay in without a key or
but
evidence.
You can if you have the name and the number, I think. But
even if that did happen, again, this is him. Like, he's not tricking anyone.
Yeah.
He's not saying, meet me at the hotel bar, pulling out a gun, you know, and then walking her up to his room. It's like, all right, we're all adults here. 16's a grown up. If you can get to
Gino's
the...
Gino's got some demons in his past.
If you can,
we're finding out right now that Gino has some dark, dark demons in his past.
If you can get to a hotel room and can't fill out a police report. No. But it's like when he texts her every single thing along the way, it's like, look, you see the game we're playing. It's a game of chicken with my dick. And it's like, all right, meet me at a bar. Hey, why not my hotel bar? And either you could say no or, all right, I'm going to the bar with his hotel, you know, with his room. And then why don't we just come up to my room? Again, it's not a sleight of hand. You know what you're agreeing
to. Now, here's the thing. But I will admit that it is a little bit manipulative and creepy. And here's the thing.
I don't think it is.
I think it's very manipulative.
I think it's straightforward.
I'm a manipulative creep.
Sure.
So I'm not hating on him. I appreciate the game.
Sure.
But you can't say, and Shannon, please chime in because you're a woman here. You can't say that if he says, meet me at a bar, then after she's excited to hang out with him, she's texting her friends. Oh, then he changes to his hotel room bar. Then he changes to a hotel room. Yes, it's brilliant. I'm going to use it, but if some bitch says, hey, Lewis was being pretty fucking manipulative right there, I got to go, you got me, you fucking young stinker. Yeah, silly, I got your nose.
You dirty birdie.
Shannon.
I think that, honestly, this is what a majority, I won't say male comedians, I'll just say a majority, I won't say that. I'm not saying that.
You fucking whore, really? You turned it on me somehow.
No.
Ooh, Shannon.
I'm on your
There's
side.
There's like two things I've ever done even slightly inappropriate with you. And both of them were sort of your fault. Anyway, go.
Go on. What?
Ken, what were you saying?
Oh, I'm on your side here. I think that any guy who's looking to just bang would pretty much do exactly the same thing. And especially, I don't know what the height of his fame was. He's 40 now. So at the time of these, say like 36, I don't know what the height of his
fame
was.
He's pretty famous back then too. I think that's when he was actually on that show with Whitney. He's been pretty famous for a while. He's been doing theaters for a while. And he's like a Dane Cookey type. So he's like colleges, like young chicks. Like our fan base, I swear to God, dude. If I had young, hot fucking fans and just tons of money and no accountability, like he grew up rich, right? His dad was like an HBO executive.
I didn't know that.
If a bunch of hot teenage girls kept throwing it at me, I feel bad for the guy. He's playing in traffic constantly. My fans are old, disgusting, battered women with multiple kids and C-section scars and they're fucking... You know, fucking, they've battled cancer. Like, our fans are not those
chicks. Is cancer their pimp?
Yes. So that's why I like having a fan base that's a little bit older and gross, because I don't even got to deal with it. You know? What do you do with Chris D'Elia? He's rich. I think he's convinced people that he's good looking.
He's got that certain it factor.
Not bad looking.
You think he's good looking? Pull up a picture. Pull up a picture, Shannon.
You were testing Shannon on that. That's what you were putting that. You wanted to see if Shannon thought he was good looking.
She's also a star fucker. Shannon definitely fucks up.
I'm not a fan of his comedy, but I don't think he's bad looking.
She made air quotes when she said comedy. Why? Because his comedy is everyone else's comedy?
That's the healthiest he's ever looked. Can you not pull up the sickly? Yeah, like one of the ones where he's like sickly looking. Yeah, you think that's good looking, Shannon?
That's not as, but I mean, compared to
like in my mind, I'm 4,000 times better looking than Chris D'Elia.
In your mind, you're 4,000 times better looking than most.
Not everybody.
What did you get in math? Just curious.
Concussion.
Dougie, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm objectively more handsome than Chris D'Elia. Please go to, you know what?
I'm sure a lot of people would object to that statement.
In the chat, what do you think? Am I better looking than Chris D'Elia? Shannon's gonna pull that up right now. Just a second.
What is that noise?
That was my chat gun fire. Chat.
You're pretty excited about the new setup, aren't you?
It's not new. It's the old setup. I get the fucking...
Yeah, but you didn't have that little clamp on it last time I was here.
That is true. I did clamp it up.
Lock it down.
See, Shannon, this is your
problem. That doesn't even look hot.
It's not bad.
He's in shape. Fine. Yeah, fine. He's in better shape than me right now. But Shannon, you do realize that I'm 2 bidets back into training, right? 2 bidets back into training.
How many bidets do you have in your gym?
Yeah. I wash my ass... an insane amount during training camp.
What, do you want to be a contender?
I don't know why I like that joke, but I really do. I really like it.
So you want to be a fucking fighter?
Yeah, you got a
bidet. Get your bidet out.
You landed that nicely, buddy. Well played.
It's really like how much of a crime is soliciting pictures from a child?
Listen, we're going to get there. Don't worry. But don't put the cart in front of the horse. We're going to figure this one out.
Again.
Was he working on a book?
Yeah.
Art.
Pete Townsend defense.
It could be art. He could be doing artistic thingamajiggers.
Again, he did nothing wrong.
Like the chick in the fucking Epstein doc who was taking nudes of her young child sister.
And painting them and putting them around the house.
She should also be a little bit responsible. You should go, hey, you know what? Why don't you go from fucking memory? Mm-hmm. You know? Memories. She has no memories.
She has no memories. The kid's 11. She has no memories.
Exactly.
Yet. Getting a lot of Lewis is way hotter.
Thank you.
That he looks like a bird.
Say their names.
And their candles.
Breonna Taylor. Good. George Floyd.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, we're getting political. Who else?
I call my penis George Floyd.
Hell yeah.
Because it has no regard for pregnant women.
Wow. Dude, there was a pretty funny...
You get it? Because he put a bitch... He held a gun up to a bitch's belly while he was robbing her, but fucking stars want to rally around that.
My son's mother got mad at me because she saw, I think, in the Legion of Kings Facebook group, or one of her friends sent it to her. I guess they went in the Legion of Kings Facebook group, and it was a George Floyd meme, and it said, gone... but not for cotton. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, dude, that group, I got to tap out on that one sometimes.
I wouldn't. That's great.
It is. I mean, here's the thing. It is not, that's not even offensive. I mean, what is,
there's
it's
some
wordplay. No, there
some,
are some rough ones.
There's some that
it's
are
just
like,
silly wordplay. Yeah. I mean, it's not even to do with this guy. That will work with any black person that dies forever from now on. It's a beautiful thing. That's a gift to the world.
Are you saying it's a beautiful thing when any black person dies?
No, Gino. I'm not the voice in your head. Relax.
Voice in my head is fucking
Yeah.
He's not the voice of your network.
Yeah.
Shannon, you know, yeah, by the way, Anthony Cumia, very quiet on the issue. I haven't seen Anthony chime in at all yet. Where's Anthony on this one?
Well, at no point did DeLeon go, wait, do you want an iPad?
I thought you meant the Floyd. I just got that. I'm
no,
so
no,
dumb.
No, 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 no.
No, I get it now. I'm so
on DeLeon, yeah, yeah. He's so, you know, it's not good, Gino. If he's soliciting pictures from underage girls, if he is, okay, right. Which it doesn't look good. The girl sent this message. Now, you got to understand, something like this.
This isn't a coincidence.
It's a fucking, like that, what she, well, she sent the thing with the date, the screen grabs right. of the messages back and forth. Did she say she was 16 in the message, Shannon? Please look that up for me.
There was a 17-year-old one that made it clear she was 17.
And yeah, I believe he typed in all caps, too young.
Yes.
Did he? Oh, good. Good. So hold on. But this is what I'm saying. You have to look at this. Now, if she didn't say she was 16, if she just said, oh, I was 16, I got to be honest with you. Him trying to talk to you, at what point it becomes your responsibility as a 16-year-old to go, oh, also, now, let's get real. I'm putting my fucking future in the hands of some fucking kid, right? I told the story recently.
My dick, yes, but not my future.
Yeah. I told the story recently about how I tried to text Dylan. Did I tell it on this show, Shannon? Yeah. So I tried to text Dylan, and some person texted me back and was like, not Dylan. And I asked him to play Fortnite. And the person responded, they said, yeah, I'll play Fortnite or something like that. And then they were like, oh, but it's not Dylan. And I was like, who is this? And then they were like, oh, you got the wrong number. And we just started going back and forth. And then I found out it was a girl. And then I went, wait a minute, she plays Fortnite. I was like, this is probably a child. I was like, how old are you? And she went, how old are you? And I went, block.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm not even going to have a child have my phone number.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't. You are responsible, especially if you're a fucking celebrity or you have a career to worry about. Look, something like that, it's not going to fuck you in the real world. Oh, you fucked up and some young chick, you were talking to her online, you didn't realize how old she was. It's probably not going to fuck up your job at the Home Depot. But if you're Chris D'Elia, who's worldwide fucking celebrity, it's a problem. Now, the other problem, Gino, as a rape dick, okay, as a rape dick, I have to say,
your rape dick helmet.
There's a lot of girls that are chiming in. Now, typically where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not saying that these girls.
And these girls are smoking.
All smoking hot 18, 19-year-old girls now.
Yeah.
Smoking. And of course, dude, he's fucking, Jesus Christ, Zach, could you imagine? Could you imagine that's the quality of vagina that's just regularly in your orbit? You're allowed to fucking.
You're tripping over it.
You just. I mean, so, okay, just why I feel bad for the guy. It's like.
I want to know one thing.
He can't control that fucking urge.
No.
This is not. So the way they're framing this is one girl's put out a tweet. Other girls were all like, you know, I saw this and this is, you know, this happened to me too. And it's just a natural thing that happened in 12 hours somehow.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think this, because there was already an article ready to come out.
Yeah. You think it's been the girl, this was.
I think just because, I mean, not to rehash things we've discussed before. You, for certain people, Aziz, TJ, we even, as far outside of that inner circle of comedy as we are, get word, oh shit, something's coming down the pipe. You know, they're coming for Aziz.
Yeah.
We heard somebody's making calls.
I've heard that Chris D'Elia is creepy with chicks.
Yes.
For years.
Yes.
For years. But that doesn't mean shit, because I'm sure Chris D'Elia has heard that I'm creepy with chicks for years.
Yeah.
So what the fuck does that, what is that supposed to mean? People, girls.
He just found out you're a comic.
Girls.
He heard about the creepy with chicks thing first.
Girls will tell you that I'm a fucking asshole and I'm a dick and manipulative, all this other
and
stuff.
And we don't even ask for that information. They
but
just
I,
tell
I just think this was a premeditated hit where maybe. All these girls knew to come out. They knew to have their screenshots ready. Hey, you know, this is at dawn we ride.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could be much more deliberate. It could be much more organized. These things typically happen that way. We will see how it plays out, because as we're sort of sitting in it, if he ignores it, do you think if he just ignores it, he can let it pass? Or do you think this is too big that he's going to have to fucking disappear for a couple of years?
It's like I think he might be able to ride this out depending on what happens in the news in the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Bobby Lee, remember he had the thing? Well, no, not Bobby Lee. Who was it? With fucking the midget, Jesus Christ. It was Mencia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you confuse those two?
What, I'm just retarded. What's the name? You
Brad
know,
Williams.
Brad. Yeah, Brad Williams said he was, you know, pretended to be.
And they fucked in that thing.
And that just sort of disappeared, right? Because it wasn't. Now, there wasn't a victim attached to it, though. He was like, oh, I was kidding. I made up a story.
Yeah.
Wasn't a victim attached to it. It wasn't a girl specifically saying this. Shannon, do you have any clarity on that? This is very important in my rape dick investigation. Did that girl tell him she was 16, and did he continue to say he wanted to hang out?
Yes, I can't find it. I know I read it this morning. It was she said she was 17. He said, oh, that's too young, but then continued to have a conversation with her. And the only reason why they didn't end up hanging out is because she met a boyfriend her own age.
What?
Convenient.
Yeah, what? That's her story.
But what state is that? So 17 is legal in New York. So what's? So I don't have a problem with that. The problem is I don't really have a problem with 16. But I do think if one of my friends was fucking a 16-year-old girl, going to Jersey to meet up with a 16-year-old girl where it's legal, I wouldn't let that person around my niece. Right? I'm telling you, I have a fucking 5-year-old niece. If one of my friends regularly was like, oh, dude, I'm going to meet up the 16-year-old girl in Jersey, even though it's legal, you know, that line, I would say that that guy, he's just towing that line. He wants to go younger, and he probably would go younger. I'm not saying that he's a pedophile, but that's a fucking red flag. If I see that in somebody, I think that's a red flag. Now, I'm telling you right now, like even like me, I've hooked up with girls that are 18. I mean, maybe twice in the past, you know, decade have I hooked up with a girl that's like 18 or 19. Now, at 38, okay, and Dalia's older than me, it feels fucking weird. I'm hooking up with a girl now who's 23.
I met her.
That feels fucking creepy, you know. And I feel weird. And to be honest with you, part of the reason I like it is because she's younger. Part of the reason that she likes it is because I'm older. And that's a you know what I'm saying. That's like a thing that people really, you know, that people really get into. And that's a fetish, and that's fine. I could be honest with you. The whole power dynamic, even boss to employee, Shannon, wink, wink. That's hot. I get it. I get why a secretary would want to fuck her boss. I get why a boss would want to bend his secretary over his desk. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, wasn't there that movie Secretary that was the whole fucking plot of the movie, right? Yeah, it is fucking.
Gyllenhaal was in that, right?
Yeah,
Maggie.
It's a hot thing. So, you know, it's just, I got to be honest with you, they have that fucking law for the reason. If you're soliciting a 16-year-old girl, I'm not talking about the 17-year-old, Shannon. I'm talking about the 16-year-old that popped this whole thing off. Did she
and
say she was 16?
I also want to note, this. He's probably, Gino and I were discussing this a little earlier, he's probably talking to 30 girls every night in every city he's in. He's probably not reading their profiles.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's just talking to whatever hot chick's down to fuck. And but you have to be responsible. You can't just.
That girl doesn't know there was two other girls sitting
so did
at the
bar.
So
the girls. The girls have to be responsible. I don't think he should respond.
I know, but they're not going to lose their fucking career. It's fine. Yes, they should be. Just like guys shouldn't rape, right? No, personal responsibility across the board, right?
Right, but.
So he needs to have personal responsibility because he's going to fuck up his life. Those girls are only getting accolades. More girls are going to just jump out. More girls are going to pile on. More girls will either make up stories or not make up stories.
But he should just ignore it because it's what you said. Like, you brought up a very good point with the Brad Williams thing. If there's no actual victim to come forward, then it goes away.
The problem is the victim came forward. That's the issue. Did she say her
age?
She's
not a victim, though.
The original girl.
I'm looking through the screenshot she showed, and I don't see one where she told him she was 16.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. That is a big part of this. This is damning evidence right here. If we have not seen anything where he has solicited, have we seen anything where he finds out a girl is underage and solicits her for a nude?
If there's a screenshot of him saying, let me see that 16-year-old puss.
Yeah. Well, I want to see that because this is my problem. People are piling on. Now, if we want to be completely honest.
I'll try it once.
Let's get real. You know, he knew what the fuck was going on. But I will say you can't fucking destroy a guy based off of hearsay, based off of non-facts. But look, behind closed doors, I get Chris D'Elia. I'm like, dude, you knew some of those girls were underage.
Yes, but if we had a 12 Angry Men this situation, benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
This is circumstantial evidence.
I agree. I'm leaning toward acquitting him of all charges. Please, I need to know. I would love to know. Also,
Harrington,
give me a coffee, you fucking pussy.
It pains me to defend this guy. I literally shit on his comedy, a few weeks ago?
You really did.
But I'm not. I fucking hate how many young comics immediately jump on and start calling pieces of shit when they wouldn't have said dick.
I tweeted that I was like, when I first met Chris D. Comedy, which is Chris DiStefano, I realized he was a piece of shit right away. Creep. Then a bunch of people thought it was real.
Yeah.
Started like hitting him up, being like, what the fuck, dude? What's going on? And I was like, let me delete that.
But we were saying, like, they have words for everything now. They have cancel culture. They have virtue signaling. And they have to start making up a word for that. Like this instance, I believe, the dirty comedian list, where someone who's like
racist comedian.
Yeah, we're racist. Thank you. Racist comedian. Where someone who's a nobody introduces himself into a conversation with much higher people to get on that level.
Right.
To get, you know, like, oh my God, I was Chris D'Elia. I sent him pictures. No one cares. No one cares. If you were raped, people care.
Well,
if you have a, but this is what people
care.
Do.
People care right now.
If I was Chris, I would say nothing.
He is sweating his fucking dick off right now. I bet you a lot of people are sweating their dicks off right now. Think about how many. So you understand, we're not in that world. I'm not famous like that. Girls aren't throwing themselves at you know, if it's very true. So you got to understand that Hollywood world where it's like the girls who go out to those comedian shows, they're like hot young chicks. That's not who comes out to like a Legion of Skanks show. There are some hot chicks that are like Legion of Skanks fans, but that's not the world. We don't hit, like, our demographic isn't fucking college age girls, right?
He's also, without a shadow of a doubt, doing comedy for that audience.
Of course, was Dane Cook.
Yeah.
You know, is that Dane Cookie sort of like that? It speaks to that audience.
I love when you say Dane Cookie. I just think of cookies.
Dane Cookies. I love them. So, Shannon, any other damning evidence here? Him soliciting a nude from a child? Because this seems to be the recurring story. And if that's not the case, if he simply was talking to a 16-year-old girl, whilst creepy, I don't think somebody should lose their career, especially if there's no evidence suggesting that he knew her age.
It seems like a lot of the ones that are more creepy, I'll say, are girls that were like 19 and 21.
I don't give a shit what he did.
Yeah, like
he can't be convicted of being a dick.
Yeah, a 19-year-old was like, oh, he asked for nudes. Another one said when they hung out, she was 19, but she was a virgin. He was excited of the fact
she was
a virgin. It's just, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so what? What do you want to say? Yeah.
It's patience. It's grooming. Then they turn of age and they show, hey, how about some nudes? No. Damn it. Wasted that one. Cross her off the list.
It's a lot.
Hey, how about we fuck? Damn it. No. All right. Well, all right. Let me go back to my list because I've been planting seeds for months, for years. Yeah. I have people that are hitting 19. Well, you can't do that. Yeah, you can. The guy found a loophole in the system and I applaud his fucking patience.
A lot of loopy holes.
Guy's going to fucking get a little Dane Nookie cookie. I'm all about this fucking guy.
Why not?
He's got pussy being thrown at him. Unlike the people that come to my shows, they're women that have been thrown downstairs. Either way, you have your niche and you make it work for you. Because they take
He doesn't want you around his niche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They pay Gino and Kanish.
They pay me in Dane cookies. These are more. Why does everyone have to have a problem with other people? I miss these.
We're on fire, everyone.
Why do people have to have problems with people that are doing better with them? Why?
Better than them.
Did I say with them?
Right now, and by the end of the show, and please, 573-GASLINE, that is the phone number if you guys want to call in. If you have some damning evidence, if you're a female that's been attacked by Chris D'Elia, or if you have anything, please call in now. Now's the time.
Or Chris D. Comedy.
Why not? Now's the time. If you have a Chris D'Elia story, we can break the story. Maybe we're going to fucking figure out whether or not this guy is innocent. We're going to do it on the show today. Okay. I need Harrington nonstop researching. I need to find damning evidence. Now here's the thing. Now I want to prove Gino wrong. I don't like how confident Gino's getting. So I want to find the evidence that Chris D'Elia was predatorizing children. Okay. Yes. I just made that word up. Predatorizing. So find me the fucking tweets, Shannon. I want to see the message. He's asking somebody that he knows is underage. And also the 17-year-old girl, what state was it in? These are all important things. These are all important fucking factors. And everybody should be doing this much research before they go and pass judgment. And we're doing it for you right now on the show. A lot of people are like, dude, I can't believe you're piling on, Lewis. It's like, no, I'm not piling on. Okay, I'm just
commenting on the state of affairs.
It's trending. It's everybody's fucking talking about it. I feel like the people that are not commenting have fucked children. If you're being completely silent, I need to stay out of this completely. It's like, what the fuck are you hiding? Why are you staying out of this? It's very, at the very least, it touches comedy in like every fucking, you know, and everything, whether it's podcasting, stand-up, movies, fucking Netflix. He's friends with Eminem and Bieber. I mean, it's a pretty big fucking story. And the two or three times that I've met Chris D'Elia, he's been nothing but a gentleman to me. I hit him up about doing Skankfest. Very, very nice guy. Now he'll probably do it. But, you know, I have no reason to... You know, no reason to shit on the guy at all. I didn't even see his comedy special. I know people are shitting on it, but, you know, Shannon Welsh. Even Shannon.
He did an Aaron Berg joke word for word.
Shannon, even, yeah, but nobody's seen Aaron Berg, so he didn't steal it. It's just an easy joke.
No, that's, who, I'll say it again.
Did he point at a black guy and go, oh, go.
Let me point something out, and I've always said this. That's who you steal from. You do not steal from Seinfeld. I've been accused of, like, people have stolen jokes of mine, and I don't bitch about it, because that's, but you don't steal from Seinfeld, you don't steal from Louis J. Gomez, you steal from fucking someone that's very funny and under the radar, and people would never think to check. That's who you always steal from.
It's true.
That's a fact. All right, now back to the dick jokes.
Short people. You steal from short people.
Tiny Jews.
Yeah. I'm down
you
here.
Steal.
That was my joke.
That's a munchkin.
Hey, mister, give me my joke back.
No, you're just talking like munchkins. That's not a thing. It's not.
That's not cool.
We're punches hanging in the balls. Out again. Yeah. This is nice.
Shannon. Yes. Do we have any more damning evidence here? Because I want to send Chris D'Elia this clip. And let him know that we did the research and got his back. He doesn't even got to do the research. He can just share this clip. We need to clip this whole thing. I want you to edit it down. All the evidence that we've compiled and make it funny as well. It'll be a nice little clip. Okay. Take a lot of those bad jokes. And we're going to send it to Chris D'Elia and his team and say, hey, we did it for you. And then maybe he'll retweet us.
Oh, so you don't want me to share something damning right now?
If you could.
Damn it.
wait, ready? Sense. Just in case.
Change gears.
Shannon has some damning evidence.
I don't know if you'll find it.
And Chris D'Elia, you know what? I tried to be on your side.
Blame Shannon.
I don't know if you'll find it damning, but I just found this little clip.
What is this?
You ever see a fucking 14-year-old? She looks 30. I've never seen... there's no such thing as a 14-year-old girl anymore. They go from like 6 to 25. And that those days are...
Where's the lie?
What?
Where's the lie?
I didn't say a lie.
That's not damning. That's a joke. Damning. He's being funny. He's being funny, and he doesn't have other
contradicting
comedians.
Yourself. You just said Chris D'Elia is being funny.
he's attempting funny, I should say. But he doesn't have a bunch of comedians in the room to laugh at a silly joke. So it sounds weird. It's like when they take scenes from Friends and they remove the laugh track and it just looks like Chandler is a psychopath. That little moment. I said worse on today's show. And if you wanted to isolate it, you'd go like, wow, Lewis is a fucking creep. We fucking give them all the evidence they need. So that's not damning. That's not evidence, Shannon. That is a joke. That is him saying that 14-year-old girls look way older now than they
do. Where is that clip from is my question.
His podcast.
It's from his podcast?
Yeah.
It's just that this
I already know the answer. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're sure of it. All right. 100%. I'm sorry. Sorry for doubting you.
No problem.
He was talking into a microphone with a computer next to it. I have to assume that's a podcast.
Yeah. It's funny. He's like, what is this thing that he is doing there?
It doesn't look like a very entertaining podcast.
It's him by himself, which is a tough
sell.
Yeah.
There's another tweet from somebody that said, fuck you at Chris D'Elia. You solicited nudes from minors while you were in Vancouver and tried to fuck my friend when we were 16. When I called you out on Twitter, you told her you'd ruin her life if I didn't delete it.
Mm. But once again, here, I hate to say this. Where's the tweet him saying he's going to ruin her life?
Yeah.
What version of the story is true? Like, you guys showed up to a show. Did he know you were underage? Did he have any idea? That, once again, not damning. That's not damning. To be honest, I need hard fucking evidence. I need to see a fucking image of him texting a chick saying...
Not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I thought you meant a hard dick.
I need a picture of him fucking a child.
Yeah, I need to see some of these girls.
Holding a newspaper.
Look. If some of these girls want to
stick with the date, this is probably a bad idea.
Putting a gold star on her forehead.
This is probably a bad idea. Fucking a chick while holding up today's newspaper. Why do I think this would make for
holding
a good
up point? This month's highlights?
Why does Chris D'Elia come out to the ice cream truck song?
Do you know what the ice cream truck song used to be?
What was it? Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Shannon, look up the original ooh, lyrics to the ice cream song.
Oh, no.
Reveal.
Ice cream for everyone, my blacks.
Way
ice
worse.
Ice cream for everyone, my blacks.
Oh, I think it's got the N-bomb in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think we've done this on the show before.
Oh, no, have we? Haven't. I'm sorry.
No, we haven't. I've never heard the Ice Cream Man song in my life. But regardless, pull that up for next. But we're going to put a button on this D'Elia thing. as of right now, and I guess Neil Brennan was tweeting that he was like, I'll pay $1,000 for anyone that will show me evidence. Yeah. What'd you say?
To rape and incest national something. He was going to give $1,000 per case if they had hard evidence, but then he deleted it after 10 minutes.
Oh, he deleted it? And then he pinned, he deleted it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Then he pinned something about like having due process.
Dude process.
That dude processed all over her 16-year-old tits.
Fuck yeah! Holy shit!
Rape! 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 On the first fucking date!
Gino's here to stay. Gino is here to stay.
Thank you, buddy. How come we haven't had the raining tits for Shannon yet?
Yeah, we, you know we should. Fuck it.
Thank you.
Now show them them titties.
I am so easily amused.
Yeah, I want hard evidence. I don't think we have any hard evidence just yet. This seems to be a giant pile on. I was even, at the beginning of the show, I was even being a little bit more harsh on him, but I was basing it off of what I assumed, which was that he knew that these girls were underage. Now, off the record, he knew these girls were underage. He fucking retarded. He knew they're underage. I mean, every one of them he didn't. That's crazy. But still. Still.
But don't you think, and this is the nature of the world we live in now, it gets traction because all the nobodies jump, it's on Twitter, so all the nobodies jump in with tweets, right? Because they want to maybe put their tweet in that'll go viral. So suddenly something that would get X amount of, you know, tweets gets 1,000 times as many fucking tweets and likes and fucking retweets. Because people are trying to get in on it. They're like the last linebacker getting to a fumble. Let me get in there, see if I can get a shot in. And suddenly, oh my God, I got 10,000 tweets on this. That they add to it when it's a fucking nothing burger. Shit. And if I were him, I wouldn't say shit. I'd be like, what are you talking about? What? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It's probably a smart way to go because it could go away. Shannon, do me a favor. Let me know what the chat thinks. Do they agree with me? Does the chat agree with me?
What is that noise again?
That's gunshots. But I think it's saying...
Rapid-fire chat.
Yeah, but it's just the word chat over and over
Did
again.
Did you have a brainstorming session to come up with that one?
Chat.
Really, well, now you're selling me on it. Do the chat. Cold. Now say it.
Chat.
You got my money. I'm in.
Yeah. Use that promo code RIP. Be a part of the chat.
I'm buying.
Be a part of the...
That's the fucking chat sound. Or that could be like typing on a typewriter, right?
That's what I wasn't sure if it was, but no one types like that.
No. Our fucking chat fans do. That's how passionate they
are. If you add a bell to it, it would sound like a typewriter. You don't have a bell.
Sounds like a typewriter.
You've never seen a typewriter in your... Do they even make typewriters anymore?
I bet they do. Some fucking asshole from Brooklyn... buys them.
They like write poetry on them.
Stupid fucking dickhead. Fucking faggot.
Why are you angry about
you fucking
a typewriter?
Dumb bitch with your fucking vinyl collection and your typewriter. Go kill yourself. I hate you. If you own a typewriter and you fucking, because you see that, you go to a fucking coffee shop in Brooklyn and some dude will pull out a fucking typewriter.
Do you know the only thing you would use a typewriter for now is to train a secretary? Like if she got into work late and wasn't at her computer, you'd hit her with a typewriter.
Yeah. I think that
I really like that.
The timer is to kill Kathy.
You get
Bates
it? Like
with.
You, she's not. You hit her with a typewriter, but she doesn't use it.
I had a typewriter when I was a kid because we didn't have a computer until very late. It just fucking sucks. You're smashing on the keys. You make one mistake, boom. And then they put a fucking a whiteout key on the typewriter. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that was always on the typewriter. You had to be perfect.
Well, no, it had a ribbon. It had a ribbon, and it was black on the top and white on the bottom. If we could get back to that, and the white one, you would like hit the backspace,
yeah,
and then you'd hit the white over the letter. You'd white out, yeah. I have a typewriter in my apartment right now, but it's an old typewriter. Like
that's what he wrote his first and only hour on.
I wrote my jokes on it.
Yeah,
I haven't used it in 5 years.
I got it.
Dude, I was so short of jokes when we were doing that. Like, I did one of my, this isn't what I do for fun jokes, and I looked over at Kit Dombrowski, and I'm like, this joke was written last millennium. That's how hard, and it was. It's like, I can't remember anything.
Yeah. All right, so I mean, let's get to the bottom of this at one point, Shannon. You know, let me know. What does the chat say?
Han Bandana said that he's only guilty of being a pig.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the audience of this show will be on your side and not think he's doing anything wrong.
I don't even know what side I'm on, really. I'm sort of torn right now.
So are they.
Yeah, Natalie and Brulia. I think it's just people wanting more. People wanting. Thanks for getting that. People wanting attention. People that want attention will jump on the topic of the day and put it and just take whatever side. Just be like, look at me. I
hate those types of people.
Yeah,
Shannon, like, read all 25 of my tweets that I wrote about this morning.
I thought you were going to say all 25,000 tweets in response to it.
All right. Well, all right. So we're talking about false accusations. I mean, look, I'll say right now, fuck it. Unless by the end of the show we can come up with some hard evidence, I'm going to say right now we're going to acquit Chris D'Elia and we're going to say leave Chris D'Elia alone. And we will tweet this link directly at him saying that we got his back, the Real S fan base has his back, Skankfest has his back, and that if nobody else will have him, we will have him. We'll put his podcast right on this fucking network. You think I won't? Really quick, guys, let's thank YoKratom.com. I love YoKratom. They're so amazing. They're sponsoring our cartoon, the Real Ass Dude cartoon, and they are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest as well. They recognize what we're fucking doing here at Gas Digital, and they're such an incredible sponsor to be partnering with. So if you guys are over the age of 21, if you guys are already using Kratom products, make sure you guys grab them from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. If you guys don't know the effects of Kratom, I simply say just go on to Google, do a little bit of research. A lot of people swear by it. I know Shannon regularly uses Kratom, literally daily, for pain relief. So see if it can help you out. Once again, YoKratom.com is the website. And yeah, go enjoy their amazing products. All right, where were we? So I read this story. Shannon, this isn't even in the notes. You're going to probably have to find it. It was about a girl. I want to say she might not be from England. I don't even know. She falsely reported a bunch of rapes a bunch of times. And she was a lesbian. And they just sentenced her to 10 years in jail.
It's the big fat chick, right?
Big fat chick that, yeah, looks like your sister.
Yes.
Is this like Silence of the Lambs? Is this about that great big fat person?
Yes.
And she went after, I think specifically, like black or Muslim dudes?
I don't even know if you want to pull up the story. But, I mean, this is fucking great. I mean, you never hear about that. And this is also sort of what I'm saying. Is like if that girl...
I'm pretty sure she put dudes in jail.
Is this an older story?
She just got sentenced. It's an older story, but she put one guy in jail for like five. Yeah, this is her.
Yeah, me. Come on.
Which saw men get jailed for sympathy from the girlfriend. So yeah, this is we covered this back in the day. We talked about this, but the follow up to this is she was just sentenced to 10 years in jail. Jeez. 10 years in jail because one of the guys was in prison for like 5 or 7 years in fucking prison.
You imagine how much you must hate that woman when she looks like that. You're like, jeez. I took that pussy. Oh.
I would get out and I would rape her violently. That's what my first order of action would be like. I'm going to find this woman and rape her until she fucking...
Don't you get to... And how can you maintain an erection
fucking
that?
I feel like you should be able to get to rape her for... I think it should be 1 hour for every year in prison. You and your five best friends. You get to all violently gang rape her for falsely accusing you of fucking rape.
I like how you said violently gang rape. Like there's a, you know, there's a very, you know, sensual gang rape.
Well, it
rape
depends. I mean, sometimes the girls just keep like, hey, boys, I don't want to get my dress dirty, you know.
Also, that first picture was from like 5 or 6 years ago, so this is her now.
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she really got it together.
Yeah, believe it or not, after that first picture, I'm going to say she really let herself go.
She loses conviction appeal. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years.
Who believes she got raped once, let alone 9 times?
She's only 27.
She was trying to get her partner jealous. She would like get into fights with her partner and then was trying to get sympathy from her partner and like...
She's a lesbian, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Not her business partner. They owned a...
Go on. Run with it.
Cookie factory.
Yes, and?
A Dane Cookie Factory?
Dane Cookie Factory.
This guy. Yes, and?
So, yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing is like, if this girl is not being honest and Chris D'Elia didn't know her age, I mean, there should be some sort of repercussions for her. I mean, at least a Twitter suspension or.
At least, yeah, really come down. That is coming down harder on a 16-year-old. Well, you're right.
Well, she's older now. And, you know, but like, it's almost like. Didn't that one guy fucking start suing people that were like talking about him raping chicks? The guy I talked to him like behind the scenes a couple days because he wanted to get like his story out.
Yeah.
What was his fucking name? I don't want to get sued. Remember. What was his fucking name? He's like the
he
guy.
He did the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. He's the fucking meme. Glazer, yes. Okay. He's the fucking meme for losing, you know, like the first guy in the New York comedy scene that got like canceled, right?
Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah. So
Who is he?
Aaron Glazer. And he started suing the chicks that were like writing about it, publicizing it.
Good.
And well, not if he was raping chicks. Gina, can I say? Can I be? Yeah. Listen to me, Gina. Yeah, Gina,
but you're saying he didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh no.
Oh, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Some of these stories.
You can't always fall on one side of history, Gina. You got to look at the situation. Don't fucking be that guy.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 51 years, it's hard to unlearn it.
It is really true.
Thank you.
But I think that he did. I don't know. It seemed to me that he did some
of the stories told behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It didn't real
make,
rough.
It made me go, yeah, I don't really want to be fucking communicating with you or talking to you. And, you know, but at the same time, there's a legal process. And it's like, if you're going to destroy somebody, you have to do it in a way where, you know, I think the one girl wrote for like a feminist publication and then wrote an article about it saying that he did these things. And it didn't write the article like, oh, well, I think like whatever was the language she used. But I think he really did like sue her. I think he is substantially more well-to-do today than he would have ever been from his horseshit comedy ever in a million years. So, you know, I guess he wins.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, look, if I'm Chris D'Elia and these chicks are fucking just sort of like jumping on a story and being like, and it's like, oh, you're 16 yet? Yeah, I don't want to hang out with you. Sorry, I just like young looking chicks. That's not a fucking crime, and that's not something that's really cancelable. It's not something that you should fucking ruin somebody's life for. It's borderline like sex shaming. That's what I said about Louis C.K. It's like Louis C.K. was guilty.
Shaming.
Yeah, kink shaming. Louis C.K. was really guilty of nothing else except for being turned on by this like power dynamic and masturbating in front of a woman and sort of feeling shameful in that moment. Like
that's how powerful men. That's their.
He's
kink
not
a
hot guy. Like he's a fucking redheaded, chubby guy, like, older guy. So I'm sure he felt like embarrassed. It's a fucking weird thing that he was doing, right? And that's what he was guilty of, was having a kink. And I got to be honest with you, I know plenty of people that have way more fucked up kinks. There's safe words for reasons. There's in the world of sexuality, there's a level of responsibility that everyone sort of has to go into. And if you're of age and it's legal and everyone's consenting, then it's sort of all fair game. With Louis, they were legal, of age, and they all consented. There was I guess on the phone is the one story where you met, but it's like, you know, she didn't really not consent. You know what I'm saying? Like if she heard him breathing, he wanted her to hear him breathing. He was being turned on by the fact that she knew he was masturbating. It wasn't like, oh, I want to hear her voice is so sexy.
Right.
No, the reason Louis got turned on in that moment was because he was like, oh, I want to get her turned on, see if she'll start masturbating too. He fucking took the shot and read the situation wrong. That's what he did. He thought it was going to be like, oh, I'm going to, and he probably has masturbated on the phone with female friends, colleagues, whatever, 1,000 times. And he's probably had 1,000 experiences that weren't, you know, nobody was going like, oh, that's a problem. There's female comics that I know in the New York comedy scene that were like, oh, yeah, Louis jerked off in front of me. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I like Louis. Louis's cool. Like, that's their version of the story. So it's really about perspective. And it sort of comes back to the D'Elia thing. It's like, you're never going to be able to look at their perspective. If somebody doesn't like you and they want to just say, this is my perspective, you can never get in their head. So you have to be careful with the shit that you're fucking doing. It's the reason I don't fuck drunk chicks. Like if a chick gets drunk now, I literally will not do it. When I was dating Kim, if Kim would get too drunk, she was my girlfriend. I wouldn't have sex with Kim if she was too drunk. Because it's just whatever
she
was.
She was so annoying. Oh my God.
She was yelling at me during those times, but it's okay. But it's... Yeah, dude, it's fucking...
I think I only had sex with Alex when she was really drunk.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
she's... Scarlato?
No. What's that?
No, your ex.
Alex Scarlato, yes. I love Alex Scarlato.
Yeah.
Plus, like, if we're going to really get mad about this with D'Elia, and I know we've said before, for like every, what, decade, you'd knock a year off for what was acceptable?
Oh, yeah.
You got to throw out all your records.
What do you mean?
All your... Girl, if you like classic... If you like any music...
Oh, yeah, of course.
From before 1999. Throw out all your records.
I mean, well, that, think about how many 16-year-old girls just went to concerts. I mean, I'm not talking about like, and I'm sure now in today's day and age, you have your roadie and you have your stage manager to check IDs and shit like that. But you're going to tell me they're not fucking slipping through the cracks? You're going to tell me that these rappers and these fucking musicians and these athletes that... girls at that age don't fucking show up? And, you know, it's not victim blaming here. A 16-year-old girl that seeks out a celebrity and fucks him, I don't have much sympathy for as a victim. I think she's got a pretty cool story. I think the girls that fucked, you know, Skid Row in the 80s and they were 15 years old, because all those bands, those girls, yeah, like the stories from like Motley Crue, they were all young teenage girls. Those groupies were all fucking children, right?
The only time they were fucking an older lady is if they were fucking her daughter with her.
Yeah, of course.
And let me point this out. Think about when the laws were made, okay? When do you think the law was made that made the age of consent in New Jersey 16 years old? When do you think it was? Like the 30s, just to pull?
Probably the 19 awesomes.
Yeah, thank you. But think about this. You know, like 30s is the new 20, whatever. 20 is the new 30, whatever. A 16-year-old in 1950, in 1960, in 1980 is a lot more innocent than a 16-year-old today.
I don't even... I say you need to bump it back a year. We've talked about this plenty of times.
Every decade.
Every decade, bump it back a year, what's okay. So 2010, 17's okay. 2000, 16's okay. 1990, 15, 80, you know... Oh, yeah.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Come on. See, I even think you would. I think you even go
easy.
First of all, yeah, I'm on board. Secondly,
yeah,
I would even go the other way. Like 2000, you know, like 16 is acceptable. 2010, 15 year old is thinking like a 16 did in 2000. 2020, hey, who's 15?
Just sounds.
It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, erotic. It's creepy. What? Wait, do it again. I fucked it. 15 just sounds fantastic.
It's also, I guess, it's very different as well. Now that I have a niece, like, it's funny. Like, I have a kid. I have a niece. You sort of, like, it's just that you look at the world through a different filter, and it's definitely creepier. I remember before I had a kid, we talked on Legion of Skanks, and I remember the way I would talk about an 18-year-old girl. I was like, yeah, of course. That was exclusively the porn that I would watch. I would look for 18-year-old porn, like, because that was a category of fucking, that was a category in itself. And it wasn't like, first of all, the girls were usually 20 or 25 or whatever, but they were younger, petite-looking chicks. They were the hottest chicks in porn, to be honest with you. So it's like, but now as I've gotten older, I don't really even, that's not even like my go-to category. You know what I'm saying? Like the age isn't really.
I stopped searching braces months ago.
I'll still search braces once in a while.
I mean, no, yeah, just
once in a blue.
I never did the young kink.
Me neither.
I'm boring. I like the porn star and the big, I'm the most boring porn star, big tits missionary.
If I'm
hello,
jerking
Captain
off,
boring.
If I'm jerking off, I like a young looking porn star chick, right? Yeah. So who's like Janice Griffith? Pull up Janice Griffith.
I always do porn stars that look like my exes. I do, or at least I think look like my exes.
Yeah, you're an old simp.
I don't know what simp is.
Simpleton.
But
I am. You're my. You don't. You're Gino's from a different time. Like
I need a lot of curves.
Gino,
when we jerk off the porn, we don't have to get out the 8mm projector.
Oh, I need that noise. That typewriter almost started. That's how it sounds when I come.
Yeah, like this is I think this might be my favorite porn star, Janice Griffith. Have you seen her? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's fucking
good for her.
Excellent. Excellent. But yeah, she
really
looks, yeah, she's fucking retarded.
I mean, doesn't do it for hot. Not my cup of tea.
Gino. Go get like a face shot. Not just her fucking getting fucked.
This is all her?
Pig.
I'm just trying to make sure it's the right person without porn.
That's her. That's her. It's all the same person.
Really? She has different color hair.
Yes, of
course.
They
do that now, Gino.
They look like completely different people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yes, that's her.
I like that one.
Yeah, she's retarded.
That's a lot hotter than the one I just saw on a dick with leggings.
I don't even remember why I brought her up. Now I just want to go jerk off to her.
You were just talking about what you said.
What were we talking about? Yeah. The new fiscal budget?
That's right. Yeah. So if I'm jerking off the porn, I like a young looking chick like that. You get them in, you know, there's a bunch of them, right? If I'm hooking up with a chick, I would much rather hook up with like a chick with like a porn star type body, big titties, big ass.
Sure.
You know, like that's like there's something feels better about like doing it. But for some reason, visually, it doesn't. Fake titties in porn do nothing for me at all. But fake titties in life, I love. I love them so much. Isn't that weird?
See, I'm the opposite. I think most people are the opposite. Fake titties look great in porn, but there's that, you know, the texture of them. It's like you feel the bags. That, like, I've only had fake tits once in my long, long career.
Really?
Yeah, and it just didn't wow me.
I've had a bunch of fake
titties. Wasn't, like, repulsed, but it's like, you know, you like the real ones.
Mm. I think there's something hot about a woman that cares that much about having big tits. She's like a fucking, there's a dingbatty thing about her where she's like, look at my titties. That's right, Jen, I'm talking to you. Look at my big old fucking fat titties. And there's just something about that.
Because there was a conversation at one point where they went, Well, my mind and personality have gotten me so far.
Yeah. Dude, the chick I was fucking with fake tits, I remember this, and this was like 2003. What? She kept saying, and they're real. She kept saying, and they're real, but they weren't. How insane is that?
Yeah. I don't mind a pair of fake tits. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Shannon.
Shannon, did you bring up the ice cream song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ice cream it up, please.
Okay, so Harrington found a video, which I guess is like the original video that accompanied it, but it doesn't have the lyrics.
Damn, it doesn't have. Does it have singing?
Does it have singing, Harrington? Yeah, it does.
Okay,
so it has singing. And do you have the lyrics separately, Shannon?
Yeah, yeah.
So just read us any of the lyrics that
this
we
is
don't
the original.
Why don't you just post the lyrics?
Oh, that's true. We could do that.
So people can.
Yeah, this isn't the real video.
With Yosemite Sam? Oh, no, that's a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Music. Gotta burn my boots, I touch Yankee soil.
Hello, Keenan. Trying to cut a watermelon. Yeah, you George Washington, Henry Clay, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Jackson. You them Thompson niggas, quit rolling them bones and come down and get your ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, ice cream. Cut up ass ice cream. Watermelon. Well, I went down to Cooville the other afternoon. There was all a yellow girl, her name was Sookie Lou. She was a-sitting on the rail with the heel with the man. She bought a miller to fit the beat the man. Says I'm a Sookie dear, would you keep your heart to me?
Yeah, it's racist.
Yeah.
You know, they got rid of Aunt Jemima completely today.
No, they didn't.
They tried rebranding it, but they got rid of it. So now they're going to come out with a new.
Yeah, it's going to be completely new. They're, I think, retiring her as a character.
Yeah.
And by the way, we didn't get to this. It's once a watermelon, once a watermelon. That's the ice cream song.
Okay.
Yeah, loves a watermelon. Ha 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 ha. Loves a watermelon. Ha 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 ha.
Okay. All right. Well.
There's nothing like a watermelon for a hungry coon. My grandfather used to say that. Okay.
It's also just a true statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Aunt Jemima gone.
Wow. What about Miss Buttersworth?
She's just like, no, she's fine. I don't know why, but she's fine. Yeah. No one's come after Miss Butterworth. Then they'll go after the fucking Franchelica bottle. Where does it end?
Uncle Ben.
Is Uncle Ben still doing it?
I don't know. Is Uncle Ben black?
But yeah, isn't Uncle Ben's rice black?
I don't even know. I know that. Yeah. So.
But the problem with Aunt Jemima was it was such a, you know, the word they used in the article today was, you know, she had a minstrel look, but she had the bandana on. So it was so stereotypical. So they're like, well, they fixed it. And the current Aunt Jemima, like, it's, you know, she looks more like Uncle Ben. She's got her hair all up and done. And people are like, no, you can't come back from
okay,
it.
Okay, so Uncle Ben, yeah, these are all.
That's Obama in 3 years. Let's stop kidding ourselves.
These are all slaves that they name these companies after. Yeah. So Uncle Ben. All right, so let me see Aunt Jemima now. Please, and they redid her hair. They redid the way she looked.
Well, she took her bandana off, and they took the kerchief off her head, and then she just had, you know, her hair all done up. But then they're like, "This isn't enough."
Okay, so this is the newer one, but yeah, they're changing her. They're changing the whole name of it now.
That's Aunt Jemima. Wow, what they're going to change the name? They're not even going to call it Aunt Jemima.
Yeah,
it does sound pretty racist.
Yeah. It does,
but it's synonymous with breakfast. With
it's
pancakes.
Also synonymous with something you would call a black chick with a.
No, the word the black chick doesn't have two M's in it. What I call them. Thanks for getting that G. That was subtle.
And Mrs. Buttersworth, she's essentially the same thing. She's even like a more poor version of Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, cause she's not a picture logo. She's just a bottle, right?
I think she talks. I think in certain commercials she's had.
She dances with the KFC guy. By the way, I have yet to have the KFC sandwich with the donuts.
Yeah, there's one with donuts. I didn't even know that.
That's been around for a couple months, or did they discontinue it already?
Yeah. So Aunt Jemima, they're going to change the name of the company altogether. So they have to essentially disband a company and start a brand new.
No, it's just it's Quaker Oats. Oh, I only know that because we covered it today on In Hot Water. You can get but it's Quaker Oats, and they're like. I guess General Foods or whatever, but they're
ones. Well, no, what I'm saying is Aunt Jemima is a brand. So when I go into the supermarket and I'm trying to get pancake shit, Aunt Jemima is a brand that I would see and I would go, okay, I'll get that syrup or I'll get that brand of mix.
I think they're changing it to Captain Coon. Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, let me see the old Aunt Jemima. I want to see the picture of the old one.
She looks like Mrs. Butterworth's.
Yeah. Because I had no problem with it. I mean, the other side of this is, like, people are so obsessed with, you know, pulling down statues and imagery. And they,
there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's a fucking slave.
Well, she would make the pancakes.
Delicious for supper, too.
But this is what goes on. It's like that black box on Instagram. Well, we've solved it. I got rid of, you know, the Aunt Jemima pancake logo.
Well, where are the people? And I said this a couple weeks ago or a week ago. I was like, call everybody out when they stop protesting. Are they still protesting? Everybody that was so passionate 2 weeks ago, right? Everybody that was out there fucking on the battle lines nonstop that this needs to not end. Racism is not over. Let me explain to you something. There has been almost nothing. There's been almost no movement. I know that there's a lot of police departments talking about changing things, and they're coming up with policies, but there hasn't been any real fucking change, okay? Are you satiated? Are you passionate? Are you still out there fucking doing it? Are you fighting the fight? Or did you talk a fucking good game for a week, and now are you on to Chris D'Elia? Where are you at? Where the fuck are you at? Because I promise you, they're not going to be there. The same thing with 4th of July. If you are out there going, fuck this country, okay, I think the president sucks. I think what this country stands for sucks. The history sucks. All the history, all the statues need to come down. You know, we're a horrible racist country that's built off of systemic oppression. Sit out the barbecue on the 4th of July. Okay, I'm not saying don't barbecue, go out barbecues all day long, but just sit it out. Don't fucking go out there and enjoy the fireworks. Don't celebrate. Don't post pictures, because just so you know, you're a fucking hypocrite in that case.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that I'm that guy. I'm not saying like, ooh, hoorah, America. I'm not that guy, okay? But you are very hypocritical to go and do that. And some people, when I tweeted that, they were like, yeah, dude, fuck that. Don't tell me I can't have a barbecue. Because I was like, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying you don't. Why do people... How are people so okay with being looked at as being hypocritical? That is just, for me, there's something about that where I go, that would bug me if I came off as a hypocrite just in life, whether it's professionally, personally. That would be something that would go, fuck, dude, I'm not, you know, I'm just not being true to myself.
You're full. I used to say that. It's like, if I don't do this, then I'm full of shit. Like, I moved up here to New York in 2001. Like, I was doing, I don't mean to brag, I was bartending and doing stand up on the road in Wilmington, Delaware. I could do whatever I want. And I'm like, if I don't move to New York, I'm full of shit. And people don't seem to mind doing that. You
the
know what
worst
people
thing that happened in New York in 2001. Yeah,
that, you know, and then the towers came down. They're like, yeah, but Gino's still here. But I'm telling you, that's what people are dumb. And the dumb people are the ones that make the most noise. Anyone that tears down a statue of Columbus, I'm like, you're stupid. Every society, every civilization that came to be by taking over, annexing, conquering another civilization,
yep.
And then taking, you know, stuff from there. And, you know, like...
The reason I say that it's stupid and it's a waste of energy is... No, there's a few things here. Number one... You're not actually doing anything. What you're doing is you're symbolically pretending to do something, but you're actually destroying things. You're destroying things. There's a way to get it done. If you think that that's offensive, petition the city. Get it taken down. They'll take it down. Yeah. Right now, with the climate, you'll get it taken down. But to pull it down, did you see the statue that fell on the one protester?
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
The guy was in a coma. I have no idea if he even lived.
That
guy,
a died.
Fucking statue. But no, don't. I don't even want to say that because...
I do.
It's sad. It's sad, Gino. It's a fucking some dude.
No, it's sad if a guy's walking by a statue or even looking at a statue and it falls on him. It's not sad if a guy is trying to tear down a statue.
But that's not, he didn't tear down the statue. He was standing there and a statue fell on his head. And hold on, let's say even if he was, they're stupid fucking kids for the most part that are out there, right?
Yeah.
They're doing dumb things.
And you know what they're going to do? They're going to have more stupid fucking kids.
Let me finish my point.
I'm done with mine.
Those kids don't deserve to die for being stupid. I did stupider things than protest for Black Lives Matter when I was 18 years old. Way dumber things.
Right.
Way worse things from a moral standpoint, right? I would steal. I would fucking... I mean, I was a bad kid when I was 18, 19 years old. I wasn't like... I was on my way
He was just leading a black life.
Yeah. I'm leading a black life as a matter
but
of fact.
You gotta... These fucking kids, you gotta say, yeah, they're fucking idiots. We were all idiots when we were 18 years old and we make stupid decisions. I could have very well been out there when I was 18 years old doing
but
that stuff.
I would
they
argue...
They don't deserve to die, though.
I would argue you stopped
doing living that life because you saw people doing exactly that, living the life you were and dying as a result. You're like, I'm not going to jail. Well, good news.
I just got a good job. I got a job that made me a little bit of cash and it saved me. But, I got a job selling comedy club tickets and I started making $500 a week.
Yeah.
And $500 a week at 19 years old was more money than I could have ever imagined.
Poster dogs.
Yeah, but before that Poster Dog. Before Poster Dog. I entered an ad in the newspaper and I was promoting comedy clubs and $500 a week was more money than I had ever seen anybody in my family make. It was more money than I had. That was in my mind. Oh, I could live for the rest of my life off of $500 a week.
But wouldn't you argue? You're like, oh my God, I can live the rest of my life off $500 a week. So why would I go back to this thing where I could get killed? Same thing. If you have a statue fall on you, hold on. I want to go to the funeral and just be like, he's fucking dead. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you truly believe that deep inside.
I do.
If you watch that happen in front of you. I'm sorry. Put the video up. It's fine.
I saw it. Show it again because I haven't had an erection in 7 minutes. Here we go.
On no side do I think anybody deserves to die for anything.
You got to move. You got to move. Go. Look at the guy. Yes. That's my hand right there.
Unless they're being violent.
I'm going to move.
Unless they're hurting people.
Much as.
I don't think that anybody deserves to be hurt for it. It's stupid. And yeah, I get it's funny in the moment. It's funny. Here's the thing. It's funny when you.
One less idiot.
Gino, it's funny when you hear that it happens. It's not funny when you hear that a kid's put in a coma. It's not for me anyway. That's the moment where it stops being funny.
No, it's not funny when an innocent kid who doesn't know what he's doing.
They're all innocent. Gino, the point that we're making this whole show has been about why 16-year-old girls technically are being victimized, right? So we know this. They're kids. This is why it's wrong. The reason the age of consent exists is because when you're fucking younger,
your brain's not developed.
You're not thinking right. You're not thinking the same way.
16-year-old's brain isn't developed.
Actually, your brain's not the same way. Your brain's not done developing until you're like 21, 22.
I watched a Joe Rogan video once, and he said something about a cortex. There's something there. But I'll tell you right now, 16, 17-year-old kids, they're not. Look at Dave Smith, who he was when he was 17. Dave Smith was a bleeding heart liberal, smoking blunts, playing basketball on a stoop in Brooklyn. I mean, that's who he was. And then he grew up and he has a kid and now he's a fucking racist Republican. People have to figure out who they are in their lives and they have to make those mistakes. And I think that while I think it's stupid to pull, I start off by saying I think it's dumb to pull statues down.
Yep.
I don't think that you deserve to die if you do it. That's crazy. Shannon?
The guy that is in a coma is 45 years old.
Well, fuck him.
He's a father of two.
Can someone just say, okay, Gino? Can someone just say?
It's even more sad.
That didn't sound like I apologize.
He's a father of two.
That doesn't sound like I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry because he's a father of two.
That doesn't sound like, oops, you were right, Gino.
Gino.
Is something wrong with Lewis's mic? Something's got to be wrong with it, because the guy is 45. Oh, 16. Suck a fucking dick. The world works. The system works. When a guy goes, look at me, I'm solving the world problem by being in front of a fucking statue.
It doesn't matter. I don't care how old he is.
I'll tell you what, he's not getting any older. Let me say this, people. If anyone thinks that Columbus was a bad person, please stand within 6 feet of the statue and have that guy behind you push it over.
Columbus was a bad person. They were all bad people in the 1400s. They all raped and murdered. So, but Gino, shut up for a minute. Stop fucking yelling over me on my show. Jesus fucking Christ.
Just because you did cruise gigs on Columbus's ships doesn't fucking make him worth promoting.
Yeah, they were all shitty people. So you can't be like, Columbus was a great... No, Columbus fucking sucked. Everybody on a ship sucked. Everybody here who they raped and killed sucked. They were savages. It was a savage culture. People had a fucking life expectancy of 45 years old. They would fucking...
So does that guy under the statue.
Sorry.
Don't ever be. I'm a big fan.
You'd get a toothache.
It was that much of a layup. He's like, here you go. Sorry, Lewis, go on.
It's fine. But you know, it's
having
just...
us on the same side of the table was a mistake.
We're both like this.
Yeah, look, I'm not. You're making me be a fucking faggot right now. If I hear a guy that has two fucking kids is standing under a statue, I don't think he's a bad guy for fucking being out there and protesting. I think, here's my line. I'm consistent, right? I think you're a bad person if you go and fucking loot property and damage property. If you go and I think it's pretty shitty, right? Tearing down the statues, if we're putting it on a line, right? I think tearing down a statue is not as bad as putting a brick through a window of a business, sure. Right? I think that what they're trying to do, at the very least symbolically, I can connect with mentally. I can't connect at all with somebody throwing a brick through a fucking window of some mom and pop store, right? Or even a corporation for that matter. Mentally, I can't even slightly get there. Now, the next level where you go and you're attacking people, and you're hurting people, that's another level. With the exception of trying to kill somebody, I don't think you deserve to die for almost anything you do. There's nothing that you can do, you know, and Gina, you got to look at that. It's like, if you think that somebody deserves to die because they're on that side,
I never said he deserved to die.
You did. You laughed.
I did. I laughed. But laughing is not saying he deserves to die.
Well, if I were to use this in court, I would say it seems like Gino thinks that guy deserved to die. I'm just saying that, yeah, for the family of this guy. Yeah. I mean, look, he's got two cute little kids.
Yeah. So why isn't he home with his kids saying, this is why don't like Columbus?
Gene, here's the thing. Maybe you have to put it into other people's perspectives. Like, I don't agree with that. I'm not out there protesting, right?
No.
But some people really believe that, right? And they're not bad people that believe that. It depends on how you do it.
Never said he was a bad person. I just laughed.
But you're laughing at a statue falling.
Let me say this, and I know it's your show, and I think you are two very funny people. If you don't think a statue, like, did you grow up watching an anvil fall on Wile E. Coyote? Did you watch
Wile E. Coyote's not a father of
two kids?
Did
you watch Tom and Jerry like getting stabbed with a hat pin? Well, now in real life, you get to see a guy have a statue fall on him. I can't beg you people to
I'm being a pussy. I know right now I'm being a fucking
you
fag.
Are.
I am.
No one put a gun to his head and say, stand in front of this statue.
Oh, shit. Shannon gave me a notorious on my own show. I am. I'm being a pussy. I just can't, like, that sort of a line. I, you know.
I have. There's
by the
so
way,
many
if it clunked him on the head and he fucking had to go get stitches, I'd laugh with you. I'd literally go, that's fucking hilarious.
If there was just birds flying around his head. Very funny.
If three lumps came up from his head and he just saw stars, and then music came on and said, that's
well,
all, folks.
Well, we probably would have saw it if your friggin' stupid clip
and
wasn't in
the and then he smiled
the
and his teeth are piano keys.
Just
that
you guys are coming over. Yes.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
There
you're
you
right,
go.
Gino. But a father of two kids, it probably has to eat fucking fried chicken through a straw for the rest of his life.
Let me explain something to you guys, because you're smart people. There are people in the world right now that have terrible things happening to them. I apologize that this guy had a gun put to his head. He was walked within 3 feet of a statue, made to stand there while people were tearing down a man that's responsible for the entire country being here.
Was that Christopher Columbus? That statue?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not sure that it
was. By the way,
Confederate statue.
Yeah, there are people right now that there are women that have had guns pointed at their pregnant bellies. You see where I'm going with
Gino,
that.
You see.
Who do you feel worse for? A
Gino,
woman that has five guys
stop,
break into their apartment.
Stop listening to Kumia. Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Listen to Kumia. You, I'm usually not, taking my drunk nap at that hour.
It's you know.
Does Anthony come in and he like takes his shirt off like and he's just got dog teeth and you all just fucking suckle at him while
not
he tells
close.
You the news every day?
Not even. You can do your stupid little bit, but that's weak. You know I'm right about this, and you're both coming over to my side.
I'm not. I look.
Let me quote a movie: Phone Bills and Foot Lockers. That's all you have, Danny. There are men's lives
look,
at stake,
we just,
and you sit here defending some guy who's not. These people are natural born athletes, and he couldn't dodge an inanimate statue. Can't feel bad for him. Can't do it.
Well, you know, you might be.
Don't
you,
they have an extra twitch muscle to avoid these kinds of situations?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
if it was a TV set, he would have caught it and just started running. I can do this shit all day, people.
Not read the room.
Oh, yes. Thank you. About time. I'm done. I'm sorry. Back to you.
No, it's fine. Like I said, I'm not even. I feel like you're forcing me to argue the other side, and that's not even the point. Yeah, I think they're fucking idiots for doing that. I start off by saying that I think they're dumb for tearing down statues. We're way too focused on these things to try to hide the history of where we came from and who we are. I think that's stupid, in my opinion. I think that we should show it. We should have museums and we should have parks and we should. Now, I guess there, you know, I don't look at a monument to a Confederate soldier as being a celebration of that soldier's accomplishments. I look at it as a piece of history, and that was put up at a time when maybe that guy was celebrated. That's the way that I look at it, and that's the way that I would talk to my son about it, right? So that's why I just feel like it's a little bit crazy to fucking...
Well, I have to interrupt you to pay you a compliment and say you're proving my point. You would tell your son about it. You would be at home with your son explaining to him, this Christopher Columbus guy, this is what he did. And in today's society, that's bad, but this is a milepost in our history. We have statues of Confederate leaders up in the South to point out a time when we had slavery and how stupid we finally realized it was a bad business model.
Of course.
Everything is a mark. There are no regrets in life, in the world, in anything when you say, this is where I am, and everything that I did before this, whether it was a mistake or a brilliant move, put me here.
And if you have control of your life, if you take responsibility for your actions, you say, I'm here now and life is great. So I'm over those dumb things I did and I'll never do again. Or I'm here now. Life sucks. So I'm going to learn from the dumb things I did. But the people that sit there and want to leave this moment and go in the past, and be like, I'll show you. I'll tear down a statue. We know what he did is wrong by today's standards. No one is standing in front of a Columbus statue saying, we got to bring this guy back. No one's sitting in front of Robert E. Lee jerking off saying, well, some people are, they're insane down there. But no one is fucking revering these statues saying, this was a better time. They're doing exactly what you said, if they're intelligent. They're like, look at who we were. Look at how far we've come.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
You know, as far as specifically Columbus, you are wildly underestimating the stupidity of Italians.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
And to be honest with you, there are people that are straight up in the South that will say,
I even heard myself say
the
it.
South will rise again. Yeah. We're coming back. Like, believe me, there are straight up. I dealt with
the best meme I read was that the Confederacy was together for 5 years. Nirvana lasted longer than the Confederacy.
I would where I grew up in upstate New York in Rockland County, you'd go to Tompkins Cove, Stony Point. These were areas that were notoriously quote unquote white trash. They were a lot of like on the poor areas, there was like a lot of like trailer park people. And then there was some nicer houses as well. But there were certain areas up in that North Rockland area that was very much like country bumpkin. And I remember, dude, this one chick, Suzanne, pretty hot chick, cute chick. She was a senior when we were in the 10th grade. We were like hanging out with her one summer and we were going over her house and her brother was a straight up fucking hillbilly. And he pulled out a fucking shotgun and said, you ain't bringing no nigger into my house. And I left. And that was that. There was no
good move.
Now,
good move.
I'm telling you, that's in my life. Now, I don't think I found the one guy. You know what I'm saying? It's out there. There's real racism fucking out there. And you can find it, and it's fucking ugly. My point is that I feel like a lot of the people that are sweating the small stuff and freaking out about statues and microaggressions and dumb TV shows, blackface on in the past, Howard Stern, blah, blah, blah. These people have never had a shotgun pulled out in front of them and said, no niggers coming in my house.
Right.
They've never experienced that because you will not have the – it is laughable to care about a silly joke when you have some of those things happen to you. And people that have dealt with real racism and real issues, because the people that are yapping the loudest about it online, those are people that have a lot of fucking privilege. The people that, let me tell you something, the people that are not yapping about it because they're currently living in shit and they don't have the internet and they don't have a cell phone and they have no fucking help and they're being fucking abused physically and emotionally. And you guys are all ignoring them. The people that are real victims out there, everyone out there that's online putting black squares and doing all this shit, you're ignoring the people that are actually out there that could really use help. And instead of tearing statues down, the point that I was trying to make before Gino made me argue with him, instead of using all of that energy to tear that statue down, think just use that same kinetic energy, that same force, and go and fucking clean up litter in your neighborhood.
Help a single mom.
Wash a wall. You know what I'm saying? Help an old lady across the street. You can literally use the same physical force and the same physical energy and probably even less, and you can build things up. And that's the point I'm making, Gino. If you do tear a statue down and you die in the process, I don't think you deserve that. I should also make it very clear. It's not a funny thing if you die and your children are left without a father.
Sorry, I was thinking of the
which,
guy
by the
again.
Way, also systemic issues. Gino, if you really look at it, right? Well, now you have two little kids who are growing up without a fucking father. Now, what do you think is going to happen to those kids?
They're going
to
hate statues.
They're going to...
They're gonna grow up to kill the performance artist guy who like stands still.
And by the way, on a serious note, they're gonna hear the story about how their father was killed by a statue.
Ah, the Tin Man.
That's irresponsible on the father's part. That is.
I mean, sort of.
You have a responsibility to your fucking kids, and you're out at a statue-tearing down ceremony.
Gino, you gotta... It's not a statue-tearing down ceremony. He's at a protest that got fucking out of hand.
Got out of hand, and he was in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
We're never gonna agree on this.
Let me say this. You don't know. You're speaking completely out of your ass because you don't know just like I don't know. So you're saying, he's out there not taking care of his kids. Well, hold on. How do you know? How do you know that he's not the greatest father on earth? How do you know that he didn't go out there to make sure that other people weren't going to be hurt and he was out there actually stopping people from looting and doing it the right way? How do you know? You don't know.
I do.
You don't.
Because someone that's stopping people from getting hurt wouldn't be standing under a statue that's about to fall down.
Gino, you have no idea. That is crazy.
If he dove and pushed someone out of the way.
Here's the thing. Don't have an agenda. Just look at every situation like it is.
What's my agenda?
It seems like you're just on this fucking side. To say that you know that this guy was a bad person.
I never said he was. I said he was an idiot.
You say you're a liar. You just keep on saying these things. Then say you don't say them. You liar.
Did I say he was a fucking liar? A bad person.
He's a liar.
I feel like I'm in a jail. Get me out of here.
Stop.
These snowflakes are upsetting me. I said he was an idiot. I said he was an idiot. I never said, what a terrible human being for trying to tear down a statue. I don't know this one.
Gino?
I don't know this one.
Don't piss me off on my show.
I never said he was...
Stop making me defend black people. The fuck, it's how bad Gino is. I'm defending black people. It's how awful of a human being Gino is that he forces me to defend black people on my show. In the midst, gorillas in the midst, in the midst of trying to talk about how they're idiots for tearing down statues, Gino's such a shitty person that I am now defending Black Lives Matter. Wow.
I win.
Wow.
I win.
That's crazy. I don't even understand how it got here.
Because you just won't admit it's funny that a statue fell on a guy that shouldn't have been there. That's all.
All right.
How bored
do you think
you
when it was falling, somebody was like, statue? He's like, yeah, it's me.
These kids are going to grow up hating statues, Zach.
He's fucking... let's see. Anything else? Yeah, we'll talk about all this stuff on Friday.
By the way, you brought up the Stern thing. I like the way, like, Stern has been annoying me to no end of late because of the way he talks about coronavirus like a pussy. But I love how he handled that blackface thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's good for all of us.
Yeah.
It's literally good for all of us because if Stern can come out and say, fuck you, I'm not going to apologize. These are jokes that I made. He said, and I like the way that he said it. Pull up the actual official statement that he said, Shannon, if you can. But if you guys don't know, we didn't even talk about it on the show, right?
No, I don't think so.
We did talk about it.
Yeah, and we read his response on Monday. What day is this? Wednesday?
Are you sure, Shannon?
I swear to God, it was on Monday.
I'm sure he did it on Monday because he came out Monday morning and said it came out.
Not if I was here, we didn't.
No, I think you're thinking of a different show because I read it with Bisping, and I think I've only talked about it once.
Can we make a $50 bet?
Ooh.
Yeah.
If I'm right, you have to deeply kiss me.
Okay.
It's wow, so, Shannon's that serious.
It's so okay. Sensual the way you... I wouldn't say...
Shannon, you swear to God, if I'm right...
Yes.
Wait,
will tongue kiss
me. Right.
Yes.
I want to be right. Hold
Shut
on.
Up. Get out of here, Zach.
No, fuck
I'll
you.
I'll tongue kiss both of you.
I want to make out with Louis because he says, deeply kiss me. That was very sexual.
Here's what I think about Shannon.
I was going to settle for a minute of dirty talk with the monster voice.
Fine.
I have a feeling that Shannon...
She's pretty sure about this.
I have a feeling that Shannon is an incredible kisser.
Without a doubt.
I have a feeling. She's got big fat lips. She's all romantic like an asshole.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's her thing. She like kisses a guy a bunch to make sure that their vibe is right kissing.
I think you're a good kisser because you said deeply kissing.
I'm a great kisser. Shannon, you have to admit that you probably would think that I'm also a great kisser.
I probably think that you're also a great kisser.
Yeah, that's fucking right. God, my dick just moved. It just moved. Right.
I would kiss him deeply.
article.
There's absolutely no way we talked about it already.
I'm telling you.
We're going to find out on Friday when I have the clip ready for you.
Shannon, and when you come in and have to tongue kiss me on camera, it's going to be the best. Ooh, I cannot wait.
Or you both give me $50.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Let's go. Oh, Zach, we overpaid you $1,500 last month.
Did you? Yes. I was wondering when my check was gigantic.
Jesus. Oh, we just realized that.
When
so
he got
we'll
a check
talk.
That said $1,525.
Yeah, that fucking sucked to find. Well, I found out I was also overpaid a lot. So, yeah, that sucks.
Actually,
it is what it is. It was just a confusing thing. Regardless. So yeah, I think you're wrong about this, Shannon. What is this?
Just a little music break.
A little music break. I like that. A little dance break. The shit I did was fucking crazy. He said, I'll be the first to admit it. I won't go back and watch those old shows. It's like, who is that guy? But it was my shtick. That's what I did, and I own it. I don't think I got embraced by Nazi groups or hate groups. They seemed to think I was against them, too. Everybody had a bone to pick with me. Yeah, I mean, just unapologetic. Now, granted, look, Howard Stern can be unapologetic. Howard Stern can literally just say, fuck you. I'm Howard Stern. I'm bigger. Now that, by the way, as I'm saying this, I'm sort of remembering having a similar yes. conversation on this show. Something about buying an island in Africa in blackface.
I don't remember that part.
I don't remember.
I said it on something. But yeah, I would have, my apology would have been in blackface from an island that I just purchased in Africa as slaves feed me.
It's so funny.
Different.
Oh yeah, fuck. Howard Stern says, "Eyes are so sorry, Massa." I remember my own joke.
Yeah.
Shit, we owe Shannon money.
Yay.
Should we kiss me anyway?
You gotta bring, no. You gotta bring the
kiss
clip.
Me anyway,
someone
please.
Should kiss Louis deeply. Obviously, he's a lover.
I'll give you 100 if you just make out.
Well,
come
I'm
on,
already
Shannon.
Getting 100.
No, you're getting 50.
From each of you. From each of you.
You're getting extra 50 if you just deeply kiss me.
Okay, if you would have won the bet, I would have kissed you. Sorry.
I'm going to get Shannon to kiss me with a bet. I just realized this time I'm going to get
you're
Shannon.
You're
going to
make a lot of $50 bets now because he's going to want to try and keep kissing.
Damn it.
But I love that. Like, that's the beauty of it. It's a it's a snippet from, you know, when he was making fun of it was him making fun of Ted Danson when he went to the Friars.
I mean, he
Club.
Did it a bunch. You know, yes. There's no look. He was there's no fucking whatever. Right. So even he pussyfooted around a little bit. He didn't have to be like, oh, I don't even go back and watch that stuff. He didn't even need to say that much, but it was enough of a, like, fuck you, I'm not apologizing,
yeah.
That it was great, because people are, look, the reality is, if you want to find, they've already had compilations with Rogan saying the N-word,
yeah.
And, like, they try to do shit like that with people, and the more people apologize, the worse it is for everybody else that does any sort of edgy comedy. And if Howard Stern bent the knee and apologized, I think it wouldn't be
a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, because then you have everyone going, like, oh, shit, Howard apologized. Howard was like, no, this is what I did. I own it. And I think that was the smartest way to handle it. And I think everyone needs to fuck it. For a joke, you cannot apologize. And we've sort of given people passes. Remember when Daniel Tosh apologized for the joke he made in the club?
I hated that.
I don't want to give people passes for that anymore. It's bad for comedy. It's bad for other comedians. You're creating a situation.
It sets a bar that everyone has to. Yeah. You have to bow to whoever accuses you or gets offended.
Is it bad for other comedians or is it bad? I think it's bad for bad comedians because I'll never apologize for anything I say. You know what I mean? And like the flip side of this.
On behalf of bad comedians.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But on the flip side of this, there's Fallon. Who apologized for fucking blackface? Like, you're a piece of shit. You were never a comedian to begin with. You're just a guy that wants the attention. Like, because it shows. It shows. Wouldn't you argue it shows? Like, Stern's like, I'm not apologizing. I've built a career on this. I can do this till the cows come home. You can throw anything at me, and I will fucking knock it out of the park.
And he's also rich enough that he, like, what are you going to do, fire him from SiriusXM? I think he's, like, a shareholder. Yeah. So, like, there's not really canceling Stern. I guess you can go after the advertisers, but... once again, the advertisers, it's dollars and cents to them. It's like the whole get woke, go broke. That's a real thing. The reason that typically it's sort of hard to like get people to pull advertising for things like that, where it's jokes, is because that audience is really fucking loyal and they're there for that brand of comedy.
Well, he is serious.
It's why like Legion of Skanks, we do this brand of comedy and nobody is offended in our world. The only way you'd be offended by something Legion of Skanks did is if somebody fucking shows it to you and goes, look what they said. Otherwise, why the fuck are you clicking on our podcast? That's fucking crazy. So I think you have to sort of... you have to sort of keep it in that world and keep it in that dynamic. I don't write crazy shit like that on Twitter because I know how easily it can be misconstrued. Twitter has very specific rules. You can't break those rules. And if I want to play on that platform, I want to play on that platform.
But you're proving both of our points. It's bad for the people that suck at their job. Like Stern is SiriusXM. If they're like, we're going to fire you, they're going to be like, we're going to just destroy our station. But you look at Kimmel, God forgive me, I always confuse him at this point, but Fallon, who backpedals on the blackface, like, it just shows he was handed that job. He didn't earn that job. That job can be easily taken from him. Like, all right, we'll pull you out. We'll put Seth Meyers in.
Yeah, but
we'll pull
the
you
truth
out.
Is most people are work for somebody. And just in terms of, like, when you're talking about cancel culture as a thing, right, as a philosophy and as something that's happening, that is cancel culture in action, right? So when people are going, oh, shit, I won't say certain words now because I'm afraid of losing something.
Right.
It changes the art. It changes what we're doing. Just overall, people won't even make jokes about black people right now on Twitter. They won't even make a joke mentioning black people. Well, you or I will, but but the reality is people are so afraid, and that's cancel culture happening around us in real time, and people will deny the cancel culture is happening. You're like, no, I'm telling you right now, there's times where I go, let me leave that alone because I know where it could go.
Yeah.
And that is without a doubt happening. And the reason I say that it's bad for comedians to apologize, and it's bad for all comedians if somebody apologizes, is because if you do that, you are feeding that cancel culture beast. If Stern apologizes, he comes out and says, oh shit, I gotta bend the knee, it sends a message to everybody, like, oh, just so you know, even somebody who's seemingly above it has to fucking bend the knee. And then collectively, we all bend the knee. Collectively, we all change the way we talk. Collectively, the audience all is used to hearing certain words a certain way, laughing at certain things. Clapter becomes part of the norm. It changes everything. It's not the same way that you, even like words. Gino, you've been doing the same act for 20 years. Think about how many jokes that you had to change certain little words because they weren't getting the same reaction. Faggot doesn't work on stage in clubs anymore, for the most part.
I get booked sometimes.
Your audience, and I'm talking, if you do a set at a regular club where it's not our audience, they go, ooh, they fucking tighten up. Our audience on the road is a little bit different. Yeah. They don't. You can say whatever the fuck you want. But if you just go do a club set at the Cellar, the Stand, Stand Up New York, wherever.
Where?
And then, let me.
LOL.
There we go. LOL, something or other, some sort of parking lot somewhere. But, you know, they will clam up. And that is, it's happening. I'm telling you right now, cancel culture, it's just happening right now. You can say that it's not, and there's very few comedians that are willing to sort of take those chances.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying you're not giving yourself enough credit. Like, it's bad. And I'm not saying this is like some proponent. I've been a proponent of this for years, but as I'm listening to you say it, and you're making a very intelligent point, but I would even argue, not that you're wrong, but I think it's bad for bad comedians. I think you just said it. You're like, there's times I'm about to post something on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't even want the trend. But you will go back and post it if you could think. There's times you do post stuff on Twitter because you're a good comedian, and well, you can think of an intelligent way to put it.
Typically, I have a moment to think about it. And once again, Twitter is a very specific platform. So I know there's, I can't say certain words on Twitter. I'll have my account blocked, and it's counterproductive. So I get one laugh. I get, you know, a few retweets. Who gives a shit? Why be the cool guy? I can still make my points. I can still make them with certain words. You know, that's just, it's our job as comedians to sort of, you know, to play within whatever parameters are set for us. You do a late night set, it's very tight parameters, right? You do, you know, Comedy Central, very, very tight parameters. You're doing a podcast, it's very open and free. So it's just, it's sort of, it's just part of the job, right? It's part of the job. And playing and being funny on Twitter and interesting on Twitter without breaking those rules or crossing that line, just part of the job. It's an exercise in how much control you have over your brand of humor and your voice. I do got to wrap this one because we are running late. This has been a great show. Please follow everybody on social medias, all that other stuff. Real Ass Podcast every single week, 3 days a week, 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Gas Digital Network. You don't have to subscribe to watch the live show, by the way, guys. Just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live, and you can watch any of the live streams as they happen. If you go to the schedule page, you can see we have 22 shows, pro wrestling, fucking roast battle shows, podcasts, fucking so much different stuff happening regularly. And yeah, thank you guys for supporting. We will be back on Friday with another incredible Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.